This is Riley Jimison of Riley's Reptiles.
And this is Andy Ray of Area Reptiles. Welcome.
Welcome to the Reptile Room Podcast. Reptile
Room Podcast.
God damn it.
It's all good, man. All good.
Let's try it again. All right. This is Riley Jimison of Riley's Reptiles.
And this is Andy Ray with Area Reptiles. Welcome.
Welcome to the Reptile Room Podcast.
Shit. Hey, man, it works.
Let's just give it one more shot, and if it doesn't work, then we'll do it.
Okay. All right.
This is Riley Jimison of Riley's Reptiles.
And this is Andy Ray of Area Reptiles. Welcome to the
Reptile Room Podcast. Why'd you stop? You had it.
I just was laughing like crazy because in my head I'm like, dude, we suck.
We had it.
All right, ready?
Let's do one more. I feel it.
All right. Sounds good.
This is Riley Jimison of Riley's Reptiles.
And this is Andy Ray with Area Reptiles. Welcome.
Welcome to the Reptile Room Podcast.
I dig it. I'm going to cut in like every single one of them.
You're just going to have it say Reptile Room Podcast 100 times until it beats people in the head, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah,
that's our new marketing ploy right there, everyone. Welcome.
we're just going to beat you over the head with it.
Yeah. So aside from talking about the podcast, we're just going to continue to audibly make horrible mistakes around here. And you're asking for it. You want it. You eat it up. So this is what you get. No, but in all seriousness, this is a new podcast for us. We really just wanted to take a minute to talk about what we're doing with this. So the whole purpose of this show is to, you know, put out a new and relatable reptile podcast that keeps it casual, keeps it, you know, educational, informative. Like, we want you to get something out of this, but we also want it to be fun. With the ultimate goal sort of just being to like have fun with this and push the hobby further and just, you know, in another way, keep progressing.
Got to make this hobby way better than it is now. So absolutely. Just remember, everybody, while you're listening, to find us on all the social media platforms on Instagram at Reptile Room Podcast, the same on Facebook, and then on the website, reptileroompodcast.com. And if anybody wants to email us, feel free to email us at reptileroompodcast@gmail.com. And right now we're about to get into what is Reptile Room Podcast and what's our focus. And I'm going to let Riley touch in on this.
So as we said, we want this to be for you. So definitely remember, you know, how to get in touch with us on the different platforms, because we do want to hear from everyone. We want people's inputs. We want, you know, ideas, suggestions, things like that. Because the only way this is a successful endeavor is if it's for you, driven by you.
But yeah, we got to hear from you, folks.
Yeah, we want it to be fun. We want it to be cool, but we want you to get something out of it. And, you know, there's a lot of great reptile podcasts out there, but we definitely want to bring more to the table. So yeah, we're just trying to keep pushing.
And really, folks, you know, at the end of the day, it's like Riley said, it's going to be from us. We're keepers too, just like you. And we really want to relate to you and just be a spot where you can geek out with us. Just join us while you're cleaning up snakes, while you're on the commute to work, wherever it is that you listen to your podcast. We just want to be there with you and be able to share our love and our passion.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I'm in the snake room cleaning, listening to, you know, episodes of Herpetoculture podcast or NPR or any of those other podcasts out there, because it's great, you know, passive content. So you can really absorb that knowledge while, you know, cleaning or doing whatever you're doing. So with that in mind, we're hoping that what we can bring to you guys will be relatable to, you know, the masses, because everybody out there is, you know, at least a hobbyist keeper. Like, that's a large part of our community. So we want this to be sort of geared towards everybody as best we can anyway. You know, it'll take some time to really check off a lot of those boxes of hitting all the diversity, but
yeah, you know, we'll get there though.
Yeah. And we don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. So we would just want to roll on through and, you know, cover everything from just simple, like, little tips and tricks that we use at home for keeping our animals, or, you know, little pro tips or anything that we've sort of picked up from mentors and people along the way before us, because we certainly aren't the first to do this. And, you know, what we know and what we do, we've learned from others before us. So,
Yep. And I mean, even with some of the simple things that we're going to get into on the different shows that we have in mind, also, we want to encourage everybody to really listen in when we're going to have deep dives with some of the professionals out there and really teaching us about their breeding practices and maybe some of their tips and tricks that we may not have even thought of. Our topic range is pretty extensive at the moment. It's we got a large list already going, and we're planning on adding much, much more.
Yeah. I mean, I keep looking at our list and it's doubled every time I look at it. It started with a couple of notes and it's in the 40s now.
Yeah, man. It's awesome. It's our brains just getting creative and just getting excited about what we have to offer to everybody. And again, just encouraging everybody to make sure that they reach out to us too, to give us what they want to hear, because that's going to fuel us, I think, to really put stuff out there that people want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we already know how some folks close to us feel. We've brought up this idea to, you know, our friends and family and asked for, you know, any suggestions or, you know, the folks that we know that are in the hobby as well, what they would want to hear. And they've already sent us, you know, a good starter group of like, oh, I'd love to hear from this person, or you should reach out to them, or, you know, if there's any chance you could bring this topic up and do an episode on this, we'd love it. So we already are sitting on quite a backlog list of people who've reached out and said they'd love to support the show. And we've reached out to some folks who'd love to come on and talk about some of their, you know, their niche sort of animals and species they work with, and really just, we want to promote all the diversity we can. So there's a lot of people that are really willing to share that information, because I think they share the same, you know, enthusiasm that all of our listeners do. And that's, you know, we want to know more. We're so hooked in this hobby that, you know, we just can't get enough of it. So with that said, we're going to bring as many people on from diverse backgrounds, whether it be people who do it full time or just, you know, folks like you and me who just got a couple snakes in the adjacent bedroom, because ultimately everyone has something to offer and we can learn from everybody. So, you know, bring everyone on and we all learn something.
Different methodologies are always important things for us as keepers to improve on, for sure. You know, moving forward, we're, you know, of course we're going to be talking about, you know, the title of our show is a Reptile Room Podcast. So one of the biggest things that we want to do is talk about reptile rooms and what goes into establishing a reptile room, tools of the trade, the technology aspect of a reptile room, and what excites us, and maybe what are some of the tools that other people are using that maybe we've never used that we can discuss and just really share the pros and cons of how things work in a reptile room.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, lest we forget, we definitely are intent on paying homage to what really planted the seed of this this love that we have for reptiles, and we're definitely going to get into how it got us here, like what really started it for us.
Absolutely.
You know, like where your roots in the reptile hobby lies, like for you personally, for me, and for anybody we have the pleasure of bringing on here. We really want to make sure that you get to know people we bring on, you get to know us a little bit more. In turn, you know, y'all send us topic suggestions and guest suggestions, and we'll get to know our audience a lot more too. So, and then that way we can, you know, tip the hat to, those who came before us, those who are still in it, those to come in the future, basically our influences. Yeah. You know, I mean, we'd be terrible herpetoculturists if we didn't tip the cap to those before us, you know, 100%. So we definitely gotta pay dues to our history. But, you know, there's also a ton of stuff going on. It's a really exciting time in reptiles. So there's a lot to talk about on a daily basis. So we will definitely keep that in the forefront of our schedule moving forward, because there's, you know, no limit to what's going on in the reptile world right now. So,
yeah,
more, it's growing. More for us to bring to everybody. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's growing like crazy.
Yep.
When I was sort of trying to figure out how this would work and getting your ideas back and forth, it started really dawning on me that we could, you know, do what every other good reptile podcast does, and that's put out good content about reptiles, interview other people in the hobby, just try and put out good content and push the push everything forward, but you know, what else can we bring to it? And I was thinking, you know, there's like news segments and there's a lot of stuff going on, and maybe there's a way we can bring sort of an unbiased narrative to whatever's going on to the best of our ability. So that way we can sort of stay up on all of that, but who knows? Yeah. We'll see where that goes. And, you know, we might come up with new segments as the show goes on, and the show will evolve as it does, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
So speaking of the show, we are starting with a twice monthly sort of schedule. We're hoping to do sort of an every other week schedule and see how that goes for the first couple of months based on our schedules, because we're just normal guys, just like everybody else out there. So, you know, we don't want to try and overcommit and also underproduce. So we want to put out a good quality product here. We don't want to, you know, do anything less than 100% and burn ourselves out. So we will try and keep to that schedule and see how it goes, and keep bringing something to you on a bi-weekly basis that you want to hear.
And right now, everything that we're planning on is on Wednesdays to be able to publish. So again, if there's something that you want us to consider and prepare for, we really need to encourage you to reach out to us to give us those topics or those questions. If you hear an episode and something doesn't quite sound right, or if you're curious to hear more about something, just reach out to us. Again, we're on multiple platforms, whichever one you feel most comfortable with. One of us will be responding to you in that way. In a very short amount of time, we will have the website up and running where you're going to have an opportunity to use the contact form there. But then also, we do have a topic form that is currently linked to the website. Again, reptileroompodcast.com. You'll be able to find that form. It's really easy to fill out. You put your name, put your email, what it is that you wanted to hear. If there's a guest that you have in mind, it's just a very simple, intuitive form for you to be able to get that to us. And we will have that automatically put into a spreadsheet. So it makes it easier for us to keep track of all your suggestions. And again, I mean, without you guys and without your interests and without your involvement, you know, we feel like this is only going to be a success if you really, truly connect with us and allow us the opportunity to provide you with the content that you want to hear.
Absolutely. Yeah. Couldn't have said it better. So with that in mind, after this little teaser bite y'all are getting right here comes
out. It's a trailer promo.
Yeah.
Pilot. We have like three different words for it.
Yeah. Cause we're fancy. We're high class. Pinkies
out. And high class. That's the way I'm drinking my beer right now, is pinky up.
Yeah, absolutely, man. The only way to do it. But, don't worry, everyone. First episode is only a couple days away, because by the time you'll hear this, this will be a few days after we've sat here and talked about this. But January 1st is when we are launching the very first episode. We've already got it recorded. We've already made a bunch of horrible mistakes on it that we are going to learn from, and y'all are going to have to bear with us for a little bit.
And happy new year ahead of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy New Year's. That's one of the mistakes. I'm pretty sure I thought about it and forgot about it in the same moment. So, January 1st, 2020. And that's going to be sort of like, a loose informal intro into sort of who Andy and I are, what we keep, and sort of where we draw our fun and love for the hobby and the community, that we participate in. So, and then this is our way to give back to those communities. So stay tuned for that on January 1st.
Absolutely. And if you're already listening to this prior to January 1st or even after January 1st, if you haven't listened to the other episodes, please subscribe to the Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. There's a bunch of other platforms that we're going to have this feed activated on. So if you have one in particular that you don't find us on, just reach out and we'll do our best to try to get that going. But the biggest ones right now are Google, Apple, Spotify. Just remember to subscribe so that you get those notifications of when our show is published and aired.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. And until that's all up and running, y'all can find us on all the various social media platforms. Andy, you know those better. What are the accounts and names and everything for all of
them? Yeah. So Instagram and Facebook is Reptile Room Podcast. And on the website is reptileroompodcast.com. And on that website, we'll also have a built-in player. So you can actually listen to all the episodes there through the website. So if you're at your desk and you're quote-unquote working, you can listen to us geeking out about reptiles.
Can't ask for more. All right. So with that, we will see you all in 2020 to kick off a new reptile journey in a huge way. I hope everybody has a great holiday season. Happy New Year. And we will catch you all very, very soon for the first episode of the Reptile Room Podcast. Cheers.
Take care.